the rest of the story. It was late in the gray, drizzly midsummer afternoon, but two boys, Henri Potier and his cousin, both 15, hurried to the Petersburg Golf Club, hoping to squeeze in 9 before nightfall. The course was crowded that day. There was no thunder, after all, and golfers in those parts are accustomed to summer rain, but such familiarity sometimes breeds peril. The boys had completed 2 holes. They were attacking a third when lightning struck the top of a tall pine tree nearby. The fireball shot down the trunk of the tree and across the damp fairway, where it knocked Henri Potier to the ground. The teenager, dazed, struggled to his feet, squinted through blurry eyes, searching for his cousin. And there, about 50 yards away, he lay, struck by the same rolling charge, only he had been closer to the smoldering pine. Henri scrambled to his side. His companion was unconscious, eyes rolled back, tongue down his throat. The lightning had disintegrated his shoes, burned the clothing from his body. He appeared to be dead. The golf clubs he had been carrying were lying on the ground not far away, the irons welded together in nature's forge. Henri screamed to the indifferent trees, "Somebody, somebody, help!" So happened the 2 doctors who had been playing on an adjacent fairway answered the boys' cries. And after making certain the stricken youngster was breathing, they carried him to a car. And later, in the intensive care unit of the nearest hospital, Henri's cousin did regain consciousness. His skin was blackish. He smelled of sulfur. His watch band was actually melted to his wrist. Blades of grass still clung to his body, but he was alive. He was even speaking now. The doctors had only begun to assess his injuries. One worries about the lungs, first off. A lightning victim may appear only a little singed on the outside, while bearing second-degree burns on his lungs. This particular young victim was comparatively fortunate. An insignificant heart murmur and a ruptured eardrum, that was about all of the lasting damage that he would show for his harrowing experience. But there was yet another after-effect of that lightning strike, which the boy's mother was the first to note. It was his personality. His personality had changed, whereas before the ordeal he was an impulsive, high-spirited youngster. Ever afterward, he was low-key, methodical, utterly imperturbable, as though the fire from heaven had changed his mind. For once upon an apparent overnight sensation, there was a professional golfer from South Africa named Retief Goosen. Surprise winner, a real surprise winner, of golf's prestigious 2001 United States Open. And he won, it is said, not merely due to his golfing skills, but mainly because of his incredible composure whenever disaster threatened. He almost appeared to have a surreal nonchalance as the whole world watched him draw nearer every golfer's dream. And it was mentioned once or twice by incredulous sportscasters that some 16 years previous, the unflappable Retief Goosen, playing golf with his cousin in South Africa, was struck by lightning. Well, now you know that is so, but you also know the rest of the story.